Ed, it is Friday. We are pushing ever and ever closer to spring, so let's do a horticulture topic. I have around my house Korean boxwoods, and a lot of people have them. Little round waxy leaves that stay green all year round. They're really a very nice shrub, but I understand that there's a boxwood blight now that we might want to be on the lookout for.
Well, we're concerned about it because, you know, boxwoods have been great foundation plants. Man, you can prune them back. They're easy to care. Basically, no insects, no disease. I can prune them, whatever, and they're great.
Aside from the occasional polar vortex.
I was going to say the vortex is the only thing, not the last one, though, the big one.
The big one a few years ago. Yeah, I lost one.
It got so cold and it really did some damage and we lost plants. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, this blight first came in this country, the eastern coast, in around 2011. Well, why we're more concerned now, recently it's been discovered in Michigan. And of course, we go back and forth from Michigan. We bring down nursery plants from Michigan. So there's a little concern there that's, oh, well, it's somewhere out there in Michigan. They've seen it now. It's a fungal disease. It causes the leaves to drop and then just the general decline. It can kill the young plants. If you put a young one out, that'd be more of a nursery person. But the other thing is it'll kill so many of your leaves or branches, it makes it ugly. So what we just talked about, we like about a boxwood plant, you think about it, it's 50% of it doesn't have leaves, or it's brown looking, we probably aren't going to want to have that boxwood. So it really is seriously concerned how it's going to affect our whole industry and what we do in landscaping out there. There's no species of boxwood because there are a lot of different ones. You mentioned the Korean one that have complete resistance. Usually when your first symptom that you will notice is serious leaf drop. I've lost a lot of leaves. You know, it's a perennial. We don't generally lose leaves on boxwood. And that's probably what the homeowner will be calling somebody if they see this out there. Earlier though, the leaves, the plants, they get brown carotid spots on them and then they fall off. The earliest symptoms, usually you'll see that in late spring, early summer, get a round brown spot with a dark border around them, sometimes a yellow halo around that, but they're really small spots and you may or may not notice them where you think something else has caused it.
And what you described there is very symptomatic of a lot of fungal diseases.
Right. The spots will merge over time. That's when the leaves fall off, get brown, drop. It likes wet conditions of disease, so we generally see it when it's a wet year, which, you know, we can get and around the foundation, so we have kind of wet soils anyway. And then the disease will survive in the leaves on the plant and in the debris that has fallen off of the plant. So what we ask you this year, just be vigilant. And if you get any nursery plants, check them before you plant them to make sure you don't see this, because it is out there and we could run into it. But otherwise, let's hope it stays out of Ohio. But I wanted to alert people that, yeah, maybe something may be affecting boxwoods.
Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.